Ready for a deep dive into a corner of the watch world that's really causing a stir?
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking about Muslim-owned watch brands, and let me tell you, they are bringing something truly special to the table.
It's so much more than just watches, you
Yeah.
know? It's this fascinating blend of cultural heritage, ethical business practices,
Yeah.
and honestly, some seriously impressive craftsmanship.
Okay, so I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, I usually associate luxury watches with like Swiss or Japanese brands.
Of course, yeah.
What sparked this rise of Muslim-owned watchmakers? Why now?
Well, it's kind of a confluence of factors, actually.
Okay.
For one, there's a real cultural revival happening right now with Muslim entrepreneurs, you know, looking back to their roots
Yeah.
and kind of reviving traditional crafts
Okay.
like watchmaking,
Interesting.
or as it's formerly known,
Horology.
horology. That's the science of timekeeping, right?
Precisely.
And you know, this isn't some new pursuit for Islamic scholars.
Really?
Oh, yeah, centuries ago.
Wow.
They were at the forefront of horology,
Huh.
creating these like intricate water clocks and astronomical instruments.
Wow.
The real golden age of Islamic timekeeping, you know?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm already learning so much.
It's fascinating stuff.
So this resurgence, then, it's like a nod to that rich history.
Absolutely.
Oh.
This new generation is drawing inspiration from that legacy,
Yes,
definitely.
right.
But they're also driven by this,
Yeah.
you know, this deep commitment to ethical business practices, which aligns beautifully with Islamic values, you
I
know.
see, yeah.
And then, of course, and this is a big one, let's not forget the huge global Muslim market.
Of course.
There's a real, I mean, a real hunger for products that reflect their identity and their values, you know.
It makes so much sense, right? Cultural pride, ethical consumerism, a market ready to be represented. It's like the perfect recipe for success.
It really is.
So, I mean, what kind of unique elements are these brands bringing to the watchmaking world?
Well, prepare to be amazed.
Okay.
For starters, the craftsmanship.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. We're
Really?
talking intricate engravings,
Okay.
unique complications beyond your standard time and date displays.
Wow.
And a real, I mean, a real dedication to using only the highest quality materials.
Okay, you've officially piqued my interest.
Good.
Give me some specifics.
Okay. No.
What are some of these brands
Good
that are
fan.
making waves?
Let's start with Ottoman Watch Co. out of Turkey.
Okay.
Their designs are like wearing a piece of Ottoman history on your wrist.
Oh, wow.
They draw inspiration from the intricate details found in Ottoman architecture and calligraphy.
Okay.
Imagine like ornate mosques transformed into stunning watch faces.
Oh, wow. Those sound like real statement pieces. But
Absolutely.
what if someone is looking for something a bit more, let's
Right.
say, minimalist?
Yeah, they've got that covered too.
Oh, okay.
Narada.
Okay.
They're based in Dubai, and they've made a real name for themselves with
Yeah.
these sleek, modern designs
Right.
that prioritize clean lines and understated elegance.
Very nice. Yeah.
And they managed to combine that modern aesthetic with Swiss precision,
Wow.
all without the hefty Swiss price tag.
Now that's a winning combination.
Right.
So we've got heritage-inspired pieces and modern minimalist designs. What else is out there?
Well, how about a brand that takes its name from a pivotal moment in Islamic history?
Ooh, okay, like what?
Hajero Watch Co.
Okay.
They're from Saudi Arabia, and they draw inspiration from the Prophet Muhammad's journey from Mecca to Medina.
I
Their
see.
designs are all about, you know, clean lines and subtle details, often incorporating Islamic geometric patterns as a nod to their heritage.
Their name did ring a bell. Okay, so we're already seeing a real diversity of styles here.
Absolutely.
But is it all about aesthetics?
Right.
Or are there brands pushing the boundaries in other ways too?
Oh, absolutely. These brands are not afraid to like challenge conventions
Okay.
and really push the boundaries
Yeah.
of watchmaking.
Yeah.
Take Ard Al Khamis, for example.
Okay.
They're a Jordanian brand, and they build watches specifically for adventurers and outdoor enthusiasts.
Really?
Yeah. And even their name,
Yeah.
which translates to Land of the Fifth.
Land of the Fifth.
It's significant,
Okay, I'm hooked. Tell me more.
So, Land of the Fifth refers to the five pillars of Islam,
okay,
which are like the foundational practices of the faith.
Right.
And they've even incorporated a compass feature into some of their models, the importance of, you know, finding your direction, both literally and figuratively.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Even in their name and their features, there's like a deeper meaning tied to their identity.
Exactly. It's not just a brand name. It's a statement of purpose.
Right, right.
And they're not alone in that regard.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Zarawajka from Malaysia.
Okay.
They're all about elegant, feminine designs.
Okay.
But with a real focus on ethical sourcing and fair labor practices.
It's so refreshing to see a brand prioritize those values, like style with a conscience. Love that.
They're great.
Are there other brands kind of blending that commitment to ethics with their craft?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Azura Watches.
Okay.
They're based in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all about this minimalist design.
Yeah.
But with a strong emphasis on sustainability.
I see.
So think like vegan leather straps and recycled packaging.
So they're not just making, you know, beautiful watches. Right. They're making responsible choices too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's definitely something that resonates with today's consumer.
Absolutely.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, have we talked about the tech side of things yet? Are there brands that are like incorporating innovative features into their designs?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, sure.
You mentioned Al-Fajr earlier.
Right.
They're based in Kuwait, and they're known for these Azan watches,
right,
which have become super popular.
Yeah, those are the ones that remind you of prayer times.
Yes.
Which is such a clever
smart
blend of tradition and technology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They've really like tapped into a need within the community.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, they're also known for their beautiful craftsmanship.
Okay.
It's not just about the tech.
Yeah.
It's about creating a beautiful, meaningful timepiece.
Speaking of meaningful, I'm curious about Maka Time.
Oh, yeah.
That name just sounds captivating.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
So this brand is based in Pakistan.
Okay.
And they draw their inspiration from Mecca, which, as you probably know, is the holiest city in Islam.
Right.
And you'll often see Islamic motifs, like the Kaaba and crescent moons incorporated into their designs.
Oh, wow.
And don't be fooled by, like, the spiritual aspect of it.
Yeah.
These are serious watches.
Okay.
We're talking, like, Swiss movements and high-grade materials.
Oh, wow.
Luxurious, meticulously crafted timepieces.
So it's amazing how each of these brands manages to weave like such a strong sense of identity and purpose into their designs.
Right.
Yeah, it becomes more than just a watch.
Absolutely.
It's like a statement, a piece of art, a connection to something bigger.
Precisely. And that's what makes this movement so compelling.
Totally.
Like take Farouk timepieces from Qatar, for example.
Okay.
They specialize in these like bespoke high-end pieces, often incorporating Arabic calligraphy or even gemstones into their designs.
Wow, those sound absolutely exquisite.
They're gorgeous.
But probably not your like everyday watch, right?
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely for a specific clientele and occasion.
Right.
But it just speaks to like the level of artistry
and
craftsmanship that these brands are capable of.
Absolutely. And speaking of artistry, I have to ask about Kidra watches.
Oh, yeah.
That name just evokes like a sense of mystery and history.
Right.
Like, who is Kidra watching?
So Kidra is this like revered figure in Islamic tradition, known for his wisdom and guidance.
Right.
And the brand,
which
is based in Morocco, really embodies that.
Okay.
They're known for their like intricate dials.
Yeah.
Often featuring Islamic geometric patterns and Arabic numerals.
Okay.
All handcrafted with incredible precision.
I love how they're like staying true to those traditional elements while still creating something that feels like modern and relevant.
Right.
What kind of materials do they use?
Oh, they often incorporate natural materials like wood and leather.
Okay.
Which adds to their, you know, unique aesthetic and sustainable practices as well. They've really found a way to like blend tradition with a modern sensibility.
Right.
And I think that's a big part of their appeal.
You know, I have to say, I came into this thinking it was just about watches.
Right.
But it's so much more than that.
It really is.
It's about cultural expression,
yeah,
ethical choices. Mm-hmm. It really makes you look at like the whole industry differently.
It really does.
Yeah. It's clear this isn't just like a trend. It's a movement that's making waves in the entire watch industry.
Absolutely.
But what kind of impact are these brands actually having on the luxury market as a whole?
Well, for one, they're bringing some much needed cultural representation to a market that's, you know, traditionally been dominated by a very specific set of players.
Right.
And now you have this wave of Muslim entrepreneurs showcasing their heritage and their craftsmanship on this global stage. Mm-hmm. And it's really quite exciting to see, I think.
It's, like you said earlier, like a cultural revival.
Yeah.
And these brands are doing it in a way that's, you know, both stylish and meaningful.
Right.
But it sounds like it goes beyond just representation, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Many of these brands are also leading the charge in sustainability.
Okay.
You know? They're using eco-friendly materials,
right,
promoting fair labor practices,
right,
and really embracing ethical production.
Yeah.
They're proving that you can have luxury without, you know, compromising your values.
It's just huge.
It's huge.
Consumers are becoming so much more conscious these days of their choices.
Yeah.
And these brands are really, like, tapping into that desire for something different, something that aligns with their values.
Exactly. Exactly.
And let's not forget, you know, the innovation that we're seeing. Mm. We talk about Alphard incorporating modern technology with their Azan watches.
It's incredible.
Like a perfect example of like tradition meeting the 21st century.
The perfect blend.
Right. And then you have brands like, you know, Farouk Timepieces, who are pushing the boundaries of like bespoke craftsmanship.
Absolutely.
It's incredible to see such a diverse range of talent and creativity emerging from this movement.
It's truly remarkable.
Yeah.
I think what strikes me the most is like how these brands are challenging the very definition of luxury.
Okay.
You know, it's not just about like expensive materials or a recognizable name anymore.
Right.
It's about craftsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
It's about ethics.
Right.
Heritage.
Yeah.
You know, it's about telling a story that resonates with people on this deeper level.
It's about connecting with something that has like real meaning.
Exactly.
Wow. I have to say,
I
started this deep dive thinking it was just about watches.
Right.
But it's so much bigger than that.
It really is.
It's about like cultural expression, ethical choices, this like rediscovery of tradition.
Absolutely.
Makes you wonder
what
other industries are ripe for this kind of shakeup.
It's an exciting time to be a conscious consumer. That's for sure.
For sure.
And who knows? Maybe this will inspire you to, you know, look at your own watch or even your other purchases a little differently.
I know, I will.
Yeah.
It's been fascinating to explore this corner of the watch world.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us. And
it's been my pleasure.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Exploring.